Cei bune băieți amici doși, mei dovei omei nu, de sere călăchei nu, de soi rosăco. Cei bune băieți amici doși, mei dovei omei.
Well, shalom, and welcome back to the second hour of 2 Hours of Jewish Soul Music. Not quite sure about the echo, if I was able to get rid of it. I checked all the dials, and I can't figure it out, but I changed the microphone, and maybe the mic was the problem. When I have my consultant come in, we'll figure it out, but I hope that the echo has pretty much dissipated. If not, I will try to keep the conversation to a minimum so that you can hear the music and you won't be disturbed by that echo. It was driving me crazy. Although I guess some people like the echo. I guess that's why they put it in some of those boards and machines. That they have all sorts of interesting gimmicks. Anyway, this is show number 202 of June 10th, 2013. I just pointed out to you, as I mentioned the first hour, this past Sunday, we had this wonderful concert at the Sfardische Shul, and then I know on Tuesday evening, Helfgott and Ben Chasson, and I think his name is Lehner, had a wonderful concert there. Tuesday night, I gave a lecture on Yosla Rosenblatt at the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. I did a comedy presentation the other night, and I'll be in Metro West this Monday, giving a comedy presentation. You know, I've been doing that for about 30 years. Just a heads up, on June 23rd, you know that the American Society for Jewish Music is honoring Moshe Stern, Yossi Malavani, and me. We are being honored for our work in maintaining and encouraging traditional cantoral music. If you haven't received any of the information about how to get to the event, which is at the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Battery Park, just email me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. I'll send you all the information. Okay, now, if you looked at the index, you see that during this first hour, I'm interested in renewing this GCL segment. That's the Guest Chazonist Lover segment, where I will call any of you, any place in the world, and I will record a conversation with you. I'm always interested in learning about who you are and what your likes and perhaps dislikes are. And it works this way. You tell me, you email me, cbjmusic@aol.com. You tell me your three favorite cantorial pieces, you give me your phone number, and we'll set up a time. I will call you and record the conversation and play your selections. Okay? It's pretty simple. This forthcoming interview was with a young man in Israel, and Joel Sussman. And so without further ado, and I hope that the echo is dissipating, let's proceed with our GCL of the week, Guest Chazonist Lover. Pleased to have with me on the phone a listener from Israel by the name of Joel Sussman. And many of you may recall that in the past I've had a GCL, that's the Guest Chazonist Lover, and we're going to start having that as a regular feature on the program again. I always find it so interesting to speak with people who have been listening to the program and who love Chazonist. Shalom, Joel.
Shalom, Charlie. Wonderful to be with you.
Thank you. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you raised, and where are you in Israel?
Well, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, actually in the old Brownsville section of Brooklyn, is where I actually grew up as a youngster. And then with our family moved to East Flatbush, but my early beginnings were in Brownsville. And As far as Eretz Yisrael goes, Israel, I always had a very strong desire to live here. And a few years ago, officially in 2009, I decided to fulfill that dream and come here and settle. And I'm very happy that I did so.
So you're a recent Ola.
I'm a recent Ola. I've been in Israel on and off for many, many years over the years. But yes, I'm here permanently now, Baruch Hashem. And I go back to the States once or twice a year, but I'm here all year.
What do you do for a living?
Well, for many years I was in the import-export business in the textile area. I traveled extensively throughout the world. Other than Africa, I think I was everywhere in the world just about.
Uh-huh.
And the last few years, I have been away from the business world, and I've been working online for an attorney in New York as a paralegal.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I do right now.
Okay. The internet is wonderful, isn't it?
It really is. It's done a lot for me, for wonders, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. You have children in Israel?
Actually, I'm here in Beit Shemesh, and I have three children from America who are all older and all live here in Beit Shemesh, a walking distance from me, so... It's really wonderful, you know. I have grandchildren here. I have children here, and it's just fantastic.
Wow, that really is something. So tell us a little bit about how you came to acquire this love of Chazanis.
It's quite interesting. My father, Allah Shalom, was a Chazan, not obviously one of the big Chazanim, but he was. He was what we would call, he was the second chazan. In other words, in big shuls like in Moshe Parkway or someplace like that, he would be the chazan at the second minyan.
Uh-huh.
And I would very often accompany him. As a youngster, I was not particularly fond of chazanis as a young boy. And like a lot of American kids, my leanings were in other directions.
Uh-huh.
I had a very interesting incident as a child, just for a second. My father had me practice with him to do certain shtick work for solos as a little boy, because he sang without a choir.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time I accompanied him to some hotel out on Long Island. I don't remember where it was, where he was. He had the shtella for the Yom Nerayim. And it was the first time, actually, that I was doing a solo. I got up there, and I had such stage fright. I was paralyzed. And I got up there. I don't remember if it was Kfar Chorus or Haben Yachili. And I was about to open my mouth, and I literally passed out and hit the floor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was about 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
The funny part was not that I passed out. The funny part is I got up choking, and I didn't know why. And there was this old elder Jew, an elder Yid, standing there with a bottle of rye. I think it was called Three Feathers in those days. And when I had fell, he ran up. My father standing right there, brought the bottle with him, poured some down my throat, and boy, I tell you, for the next piece, I was up.
I love it.
I don't forget. Can you imagine? You play in a shoe, you can't, there's many shoes where you can't even have anything beyond grape juice. And here was the guy, just poured it right down my throat. I don't remember it. All I know is I was gay about it. It was really, but anyway, I didn't appreciate Chazanis at all. And as I got a little bit older, I started to appreciate it. And I remember all the things my father told me. My father always used to say, you know, the certain Chazanim, they don't just yell.
Uh-huh.
They get up there and they say the words with ne'imus, with the sweetness, and you can feel them. You can feel the words and the meaning of the words and the way they should use the expression, perform those words. And not every chazan it merits that. And as I got older, I started to appreciate that. And one day, as I was listening to mostly music on the internet, must have been about 3 years ago or so, I came across the icon for Charlie Bernhardt, and I clicked on it. And ever since then, that's all I do. As I listen to it. As I'm working, I'm listening to the chazanis. Sometimes I skip the first, you know, part of the first hour because I can't wait to get to chazanis. If there's a piece like if the sarat is on, I'm there. I'm there right away. I really became not aficionado, but I really enjoy chazanis.
Well, that's great. They say there's a slight renaissance in Israel for chazanists, but it's primarily in the concert hall.
Yes, it's primarily in the concert hall. Although I've been to Yerushalayim a few times, and I've listened to Adler, I've listened to, you know, to the Erechtigs, but it's not an overwhelming response in the shuls.
Uh-huh.
Not an overwhelming response, but there's no question that it's more popular than it was when I was growing up, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Well, I should say when I was growing up, when I was a younger person, and like 30 years old.
Right, right. Adler is so terrific. He's in his 70s, and he's still going really strong. It's great.
When Steve Chazanim Davin, I can understand what they're saying. If I didn't know what the words mean, you can understand what they're saying just from the neshama that they put into it. It really is. It's real, real soul music.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Okay, speaking of soul music, our first selection will be Zaval Kvartin, Tehir Rabbi Yishmael. Any comments about this, Joel?
Yeah. I don't want to be on the air when that's played because I'm going to start crying. That makes me cry every time. Seriously. Kvartin, I always say to myself, I wish my father was next to me to hear, because he used to love Kvartin. He always talked about Kvartin. You know, as a man, never heard this from anybody. I didn't even hear it from you, but my father told me. My father grew up in the city of Lodz in Poland, which was the second largest city in Poland. And he did chazanis, and he sang in a choir there, back up. And he was in a choir with Moshe Kotzinski. My father told me that before the war, obviously, Moshe did an opera concert.
Really?
I never heard this from anybody else. And I never saw anything about it. And my father was in the choir that accompanied him.
Wow.
And he said that he said, but to know how great Moshe was, he was not a great success because it wasn't the chazanis. It didn't have the same flavor, the same soul,
right.
The same neshama.
Yes.
The whole opera hall was packed with chassidim.
Wow.
Packed with chassidim.
I'm sure.
I had no idea what he was saying.
I was going to say. And I'm sure there were no women female roles. I do have some recordings of him singing opera, but so let's hear Tehir Rabbi Yishmael.
Rabbi Yishmael Atzmoy Ve'yizkir es Hashem b'silu etiyem Ve'yuhulu lamuroim Ve'yuhulu lamuroim Vishual, vishual Vishual miyistu yishlevu Venom loy Pablo Pablo alechem tzadikim Thank you.
Such an outstanding selection, Tihir Rabbi Yishmael. Our next selection for our guest, Kazanus lover, Joel Sussman, is Moshe Koussevitzky with Aneinu. Now, I understand you heard Koussevitzky.
Yes, I heard Koussevitzky several times in Borough Park, in Bethel, and I also heard his brother David, you know, in the shul right near him. They had different styles, but I think David was a little bit more like musical talented. Moshe obviously had the range that was, I mean, it was just phenomenal. Moshe, you know. When you say Moshe, you don't have to say his second name. Everybody knows who you're talking about.
Right, right. Well, also David.
David was phenomenal. Yes, no question about it.
Yes.
I wasn't Chassid
Shom
insinuating.
No. I was saying when they say David, they usually know it's not Reutemann. It's David Koussevitzky. In any event, you selected Aneinu.
Aneinu because I heard Aneinu live.
Really?
Yes, I heard him once at a concert sing Aneinu live, and wow. I was just sitting there and I was mesmerized, really. He's great.
Okay, let's hear David. David. Moshe Koussevitzky with Aneinu.
Aneinu, Aneinu.
Oh, that is such a wonderful selection. It's Moshe at his best.
Yeah, when I speak of that, you know, to me they're still alive when I hear of something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For your third selection, you've picked well, these are all favorites of mine. I hate to talk about which is my most favorite, but a lot of people know that this particular Kol Nidre of Gersha Sirota is also one of my favorite selections. How did you come to pick Gersha?
Because I heard it a few times, and I never heard a Kol Nidre that moved me so much. Maybe I was influenced by the fact that it's also Sirota because of the tragic story behind on his unfortunate Patira's passing away, him and his whole family, you know, during the war.
Sure, in the Warsaw Ghetto, yeah.
Ghetto, and especially, you know, during the uprising, too. But maybe that has an influence, but he's just phenomenal. My father used to talk about him very often.
Yes.
Very influenced by that.
Okay, so let's hear Gersha Sirota, Kol Nidre.
Oh,
Joel, that is such an outstanding selection, and I'm really pleased that you took the time to share your thoughts with us about Chazanis. Any other closing thoughts about Chazanis, or even about Israel?
Well, about Eretz Yisrael, everybody's got to come here. And there's no question about it. You know, we talk about it. Difficult times, whatever. This is the time to come. If there's ever been a time, it's the time now. I remember this, during the 67 war, how my parents were glued to the radio because we thought that there was no Eretz Yisrael. And there was Baruch Hashem, the God turned the whole situation around, and we didn't even know it was being turned around. Nobody said anything. Come here now.
Okay. Next time I'm in Israel, I'll look you up, and I hope that your children will be enjoying this conversation with you.
And I've enjoyed it immensely myself. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you, Charlie.
Okay, shalom.
Call to be well.
Okay. That was an interview I had earlier today with Joel Sussman. He is in Israel at Eretz Yisrael, and I invite you, if you wish to participate as a guest cantorial lover, GCL, I look forward to calling you any place in the world, and having a conversation with you. Okay, by now you've probably heard that Yonki Lemmer has his new position at the Lincoln Square Synagogue. I understand he'll be there this coming Shabbos, more or less just as an introduction, and he'll be starting on Sukkos. And those of you who you're obviously logged on to my website, and you see the picture in the upper right-hand side on the homepage, you see three of my favorite young men, Yonki Lemmer, Zevi Muller, and Shimmy Miller. By the way, all three of them will be singing at the tribute for Moshe Stern, Yossi Malavani, and me on June 23rd. I'm so pleased, and I spoke to Shimmy today, and I said, Shimmy, we got to find you now a place here in the city, so we've got the circle complete. We have Chaim David Burson, and of course you've got Benny Rogoznitsky, and Helfgott, and Ozzy Schwartz, and Mayor Davis. So the Upper East Side and the Upper West Side are holding their own in terms of Chazanis. So let's hear Yonki Lemmer, newly appointed Chazan, while he's working together with Sherwood Goffin, and they'll work out how they work together. This is Umi Pinei Chato'enu, Yonki Lemmer.
Go. Che vuoi ma così fa lei no?
Yankee Lemmer, and hope you enjoyed that. I hope the echo is it away. I'll be listening to this a little later. It may have worked by switching the mics, but it's still going to be a problem if I use the other microphone. So I'll have to figure this one out. Okay, we have time for a couple more selections. This is a new young cantor in Israel, and Levi Kanis tells me that he'll be here this month, and anyone interested in discussing meeting at Tzvi Weiss, now would be a good time to contact Levi. Give me a call or contact me at CBJ Music if you want some information about this. Let's hear Kehilat HaKodesh, Tzvi Weiss.
Gitulas yemin echo tati tati zeruro ono bechoya gitulas yemin echo tati tati Tir turo, kabla rinas, rinas al mecho, sageve. Noiro nogi boir doir sheikh od khol ke vovo
Amekadeshi Shevi Shabbos.
me kade she shevi sha
2 hours of Jewish soul music. I pray that the echo issue is solved. I had a choice. wait a week or play it and we'll all suffer together. So I hope you enjoyed the program. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. If you want to be a guest Chazonist lover, it would be my pleasure. I know I've got a list someplace and I'm going to pull it out and start making some phone calls. People over months and years have said that they would enjoy doing that. And it's going to be a regular segment. It's nice to hear from people around the world and to hear different feelings, different opinions. So let me hear from you. Again, cbjmusic@aol.com. And Joel Sussman, thank you for sharing your thoughts and your music with us. Shalom.
Oh,